Right, good evening and welcome to episode 3 of the Monday Night Folk and Blues Show with me, the Codfather, a Doc H production in association with Smile Radio. I do have Dr. Ains with me tonight, so we'll chat with him very shortly. We're playing my best favourite folk and blues from artists past and present, from the very roots to modern day. Hey, up, there's a train going by, there you go. You can contact me with all the usual methods. Tweet me at TheCodFather17 and SmileRadio3, Insta at TheCodFatherDJ. Pop to the website www.TheCodFatherDJ.com. We do have a great start to the show. It's a personal favourite of mine. It is Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. Peyton, a country blues style finger picker alongside the biggest little band. It's his wife, Washboard Breezy Peyton, who plays with the percussive power of a New Orleans drumline, keeping everything ticking along. Max Sweeney on a very lean drum kit, which includes a 5-gallon maple syrup bucket. Together they play Wild Man Country Blues, big sound from a big little band. This is Devils Look Like Angels. We'll be right back. So there you go, that was the Bonnevilles and the Whiskey Lingers. The Lurgan duo are a personal favourite of mine, and of course you, Dr. Ains.
Yep.
They do take Mississippi blues punk rock and mix it into their own unique Northern Irish punk blues stew. So thoughts on that then, Dr. Haynes?
Well, as you said there, we caught them earlier in the year down at Duck and Drake in Leeds, free gig, and they totally blew us away. Totally delivered. What you hear there is what you get when you go and see them even more, and they're a good live act. These guys are touring constantly. I think they've got a spell over in Norway shortly, and then the New Year's, I think they've got the back in their hometown of
New Year's Eve
in Ireland. So if you get a chance to see them guys, they are one hell of a band.
Yeah, and we've actually got some pictures of the night we actually went on the website, www.thecodfatherdj.com.
Correct.
Yeah, you see, I'm getting better. So they tell me, but yeah, so like I said, we're sifting through this rather pleasant, I must say, playlist. And I don't know, you've picked up some gems here. There's another one, Aldous Harding. Where did you get this from?
Yeah, good call. just trawling through and going down the rabbit hole of YouTube, and these guys popped up. They popped up and then I gave them a listen. I mean, the lyrics on these, really stick a pair of headphones on, absorb these lyrics. They do some beautiful stuff, so well worth a listen.
Yeah, Kiwi singer-songwriter Aldous Harding, she let her dreams of becoming a vet. She got rid of that and decided to start singing and writing songs. And she's playing the O2 Manchester in November 30th. Have a check on this. This is Beast.
Took that bone to the beast, who led it back to grace and gave it fire for its feast. Who took that bone to the beast? Now it lies breathing peacefully, all hope lies underneath. Why breed a boy for his meat? To teach the child cruel tutors or ruin to repeat? Why leave a heart in the heat? Till the marble bath that held the truth lies broken at your feet. Quiet son of whom intends to never taste defeat. For I've seen a soul drag its feet and come to rest inside a life with nothing left to eat.
Don't know what you're missing. Sally, my dear, I wish I could wed you. Oh, Sally, my dear, I wish I could wed you. She smiled and replied, then you'd say I'd misled you. If all you young men were airs on the mountain, if all you young men were airs on the mountain, how many young girls would take guns and go hunting? If the young men could sing like blackbirds and thrushes, if the young men could sing like blackbirds and thrushes, how many young girls would go beating the bushes? If all you young men were fish in the water, if all you young men were fish in the water, how many young girls would undress and dive after? But the young men are given to frisking and fooling. But the young men are given to frisking and fooling. So I leave them alone and attend to my schooling.
So there you go, that was Roddy Peat and Dara Lynch with, I don't know, what was the song called? Oh, are the Airs on the Mountain. They're half of the Irish folk band Lancome, and that was their version, Airs on the Mountain, there you go, which was put together for episode 3 of This Ain't No Disco, which is a voluntary made live music showcase in and representatives of the most talented musical visionaries in Ireland today. So they do a little bit what we do, really. Yeah, you know, on a much better scale than we do, you know. But we do try and get, not only on this show, but Irish Friday Show, which is the alternative jukebox, we do try and showcase local gigging bands. So there you go. Right. You thought, so that was one of your favourite, that was one of your picks, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of an interesting combination going from the Friday alternative music we're doing, which is quite a lot of punk, metal, quite loud and brash stuff.
Aggressive. Well, explicit.
You know, some say aggressive, others say just showing, you know, just expressing your anger. But for me, folk, I mean, it's steeped in deep roots. It plays, it paints a picture in your mind, and it takes you somewhere else, you know what I mean? It gives you that little bit of window for yourself, and really tells a story. Really like that. Good tune.
Yeah, a nice contrast. Especially with what's coming up now, we've got 100 Watt Vipers. We have played these on the Alternative Duo, but I really do like these. Again, Garage Blues Duo. They combine guitar and drums, which and they do make a classic and honest, noisy rock and roll tune. They've released 3 DIY albums, and they're sound Howling Wolf and AC/DC as influences. And I really love what they do. This is the Monday Night Folk and Blues Show with the Codfather and Dr. Haynes. This is Ain't Gonna Take Me Down. You ain't gonna take me down. So there you go, that was Why So Cold and the Wet Nuns, the Sheffield duo with their uniquely intense blues punk racket. Some classic Delta riffing in there. Really, really, really like them. Sad story, but we won't go into that. It's like we've just been saying to the doctor, the blues can be, well, sad. So, come now, we've got, I've never heard of these. This is another one that you've managed to drag out. Dogtooth and Nail. Two punks from Portland, Oregon. They play folky, bluesy political tunes covering the environment, feminism, anti-capitalism, and about creating change.
Like you do.
Like you do. And it's called Shadows Follow You. This is the Codfather and his folk and blues show. And he's got his guest, Dr. Haynes.
Evening.
Explain when you ask me how I'm doing. I tell ya, it's all the same. It's all the same. Oh, and how do we escape a system we're feeding? The truth is, we're all to blame. We're all to blame. I'm surrounded by strangers. If I know their names, your voices worse than thousand nails on a chalkboard. Yes, it must go like this.
Right, we've got a few shout-outs. We've had some messages in, so we'd just like to give them a bit of a shout-out. If you'd like to do the honours, Dr. Haynes, have we got?
Very kind of you, Godfather. Very kind, thank you. Yeah, so so we've done a couple of blues and folk and blues shows now, and we're getting some really good feedback. You know, some new listeners that listen to the alternative show and want a chill vibe on a Monday. So we've carried those over from the alternative show, but these guys are liking it as well, you know. So big shout out to David Birdsall, for his continued support on Podbean and messages and letting us know what's going on.
Has he caught up yet?
I think last time I think he was on hashtag 40.
Yeah, he was getting there.
Yeah, so if anybody else wants to go check out our old episodes, it's the Codfather DJ.podbean.com, and we've got 46 alternative shows, a couple of blues shows, interviews, and all that kind of stuff. So plenty to go at. We also, big shout out to Dave Buxton and The Governess. They've had some nice feedback from there. And Jake Hudson.
Yeah, he's down at the old black boy, High Street in Hull. Old friend, he's been tuning in to both again. He's getting right on it. And if you fancy a decent pint, I know there's some music on there. The old black boy in High Street in Hull.
Are you on commission?
I hope so. Pay me in Birramaretti.
So, commission. We want a pint of berry, Jake, if next time we're in there. Also got a young lady over in Australia, isn't it? Perth is somewhere. Vicky Thunderchick always gives a nice thumbs up on Instagram. Thanks for your continued support. And the dominatrix, Julie Peston, over in Hull. Yep. This is right up your street there.
Yeah, she always gives a thumbs up, doesn't she? She always likes to see what we're doing and likes what we're doing, so, you know. I believe she's going to be on the television soon. So.
Oh, she'll never talk to us again, will
yeah,
she?
Yeah, so, like you say, we'll put that plug in. So, if you are listening, well, we know you're listening, Julie, can you give us a little, you know, have a listen to us, www.thecodfatherdj.com.
Yep, spread the word.
Yeah, some great music. Right, we're going back to a bit of music. We've done enough waffling. It's Uncle Lucius, five-piece from Austin, Texas, with Keep the Wolves Away. Vocalist Kevin Galloway disclosed that the song was about his father, who was in a chemical accident, him being the only breadwinner. The song talks about how he worked to keep the wolves away from the door in the midst of all that. So there you go, Uncle Lucius.
Took my first breath where the muddy rises, spills into the Gulf of Mexico, where the skyline's colored by chemical plants that put bread on the table of the working man, where the working man does his best to provide safety and shelter for kids and a wife, giving a little of a soul every day, making overtime keep the wolves away. When the company man tried to dig my daddy's grave, it happened on a French-owned tanker ship, spilling poison in the Galveston Bay. Well, the liquid fire filled his lungs and his eyes, silenced any more cries. Cold in the grip, with death-stinging pain, he fought like hell to keep the wolves away. Thank you. next few years, Dad was sick as a dog, but he made a recovery just to spite the odds. The settlement came and we moved out of town, where the sky isn't heavy with refinery clouds. Yeah, he's still alive, he's doing good, he's in his 50s, but the money's running out and he's painting for pennies. So I'm going for broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
Johnny always wore black, and he wore black because he identified with the poor and the downtrodden.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
This is a Monday night folk and blues with the Codfather and Dr. Haynes. That was Johnny Cash, the man in black himself. Don't really need an introduction. But did you know his name wasn't actually Johnny? It was J.R. Cash was indeed his surname. He actually helped dig his brother's grave, Jack. Cash was 12 years old. And his biggest hit, Ring of Fire, was actually written by his, well, she wasn't his wife at the time, wife June Carter, who co-wrote it with her sister Anita, and Mel Kilgore. I think her sister actually released it. So there you go. Right, we've got your favourite coming up, one of your favourite artists now, Dr. Haynes, Bob Dylan. One more cup of coffee, but something I didn't realise. He'd never had a number one on the Billboard charts.
Says it all.
The closest he came was with like a Rolling Stone and a Rainy Day Woman.
Yeah.
Both reached number two in 1965 and 66. And the Birds actually had a number one hit that hit the top up with Mr. Tambourine Man. Yeah. So I say that's quite ironic. I found it weird.
I think you've got to say on there though, if you watch all these X Factors and all these talent shows though, the ones that seem or tend to go further are the ones that come second, because you know what, they've got depth, they're not a one trick pony.
Oh no, I'm not criticising, I mean, I've got into Dylan sort of later on in life, but there you go, it's I like it. What's the song called, Lee?
What's the song? One More Cup of Coffee.
There you go, Bob Dylan.
Thank you. pushing it over now. You can't hide from my love. No, come on back, electric love. Get on back, electric love. Come on back, electric love. Get on back and share your love. Traitors and I know, and there's tears in your eyes again. Well, I gave you my soul. I can't give you anything more. No, come on back, electric love. Get on back, electric love. Come on back, electric love. Can share your love. I've been out my head so long, bloody trail, hearts unwound, losing sleep. Time my dreams, bending love, carousel.
Monday Folk and Blues with the Codfather on Smile Radio. That was Rainwolf and Electric Love. They're a rock blues band, been around since 2012, but have never released an album. Vocalist Jordan Cook did actually say was adamant there would be one out this year. And Dr. Ains has found out there is one.
Yep, so the power of Google, while we're on here, he's just released 2019, the fall tour, Hear Me Out. It's available now. That's his debut album. And a couple of tour dates. He's in France, 22nd of August. He's in Cologne, Germany, 25th of October. And Manchester, 2nd of November. And New York, in 31st of December.
Oh, that's my birthday. I was going to go.
Yeah, we'll go to that.
A little bit far, but yeah. Rimmelf, the live sets, though, he does actually perform with bandmates Joseph Braley on the drums and bassist SJ Kardash. But it did actually start out with Jordan Cook yeah, basically doing it solo, and you really want to check out his ability to shred a guitar with one hand and play the drums with the other whilst belting out his vocals. So check that video out again. It's what was the guitar? Electric Love. Check it out on YouTube. Yeah. It is well worth a listen. So we've got a bit of Delta Blues coming up now. Guitarist, singer, Sam Chatmon. He was also a member of the... The Mississippi... Sorry, a member of the Mississippi Chapman. I don't know if that's actually the name of the band, but there we go. He performed at parties and street corners for small pairs and tips back in the 1930s. He was rediscovered back in 1960 to record as a folk and blues artist, and he toured extensively through the 60s and 70s. This is That's All Right. This is real rootsy stuff.
I got the blues. Yeah, you knocked on my door. You had another telling woman you can't use your daddy no more. Oh, that's all right, baby. I know you're in love with another man. 'Cause I knowed you, woman. Oh, the day you was from hand to hand. I come out late last night. I knocked upon your door. I heard a strange voice saying, get away from now, you can't get in here no more. But that's all right. I know you love another man. Well, ain't no way for me to quit you, baby. Oh, I don't care if I can. Well, there's one thing said, woman. Without a doubt, if I can't come in, he sure did not come out, and that's all right. I know you love another man, but that's all right. Every night and again I wonder who gonna love you tonight. Oh, baby, I have to wonder when I love a woman like I love you. Oh, get on that thing, boy. That's all right. Every night and again I wonder who gonna love you tonight. Well, I come to your house, baby. I knocked upon your door. I heard a strange voice telling me that I can't come in now no more, but that's all right. I know you love another man, but that's all right. Every night and again I wonder who gonna love you tonight.
Well, there you go. That's about it. I'm done for this week's Monday Night Folk and Blues, a Doc H production in association with Smile Radio. Thank you, Dr. Haynes, for turning up. I hope you've enjoyed this week's selection of music.
I know you have.
Yeah, there's been a few I liked. Thanks for inviting me over, Darren. And, hope you guys enjoyed it.
Don't forget, you can... This and all previous shows you can listen to, they are available, as we've said, at www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. I'll be back on Smile Radio Friday, 9 till 10, with the Alternative Jukebox podcast. And, of course, next Monday with another helping of folk and blues. I've been the Codfather. He's been Dr. Ains. Big thank you to Susie for putting up with him. Smile Radio for letting us borrow their airwaves. Playing out this week is a man who influenced everybody from Bob Dylan, Harry Chapin, Bruce Springsteen to Joe Strummer, Woody Guthrie and Tear the Fascists Down. So we'll bid you farewell. So it's a good night from me and it's good night
from him. Good night.
There's a great and a bloody fight round this whole world tonight. In the battle, the bombs and shrapnel rain. Hitler told the world around he would tear our union down. But our union's gonna break them slavery chains. And our union's gonna break them slavery chains. I walked up on a mountain in the middle of the sky. Could see every farm and every town. I could see all the people in this whole wide world. That's a union that'll tear the fascists down, down, down. That's a union that'll tear the fascists down. When I think of the men and the ships going down while the Russians fight on across the Don, there's London in ruins and Paris in chains. Good people, what are we waiting on? Good people, what are we waiting on? So I thank the Soviets and the mighty Chinese vets, the allies, the whole wide world around. To the battling British, thanks, you can have 10 million Yanks if it takes them to tear the fascists down, down, down. If it takes them to tear the fascists down. But when I think of the ships and the men going down and the Russians fight on across the Don, there's London in ruins and Paris in chains. Good people, what are we waiting on? Good people, what are we waiting on? So I thank the Soviets and the mighty Chinese vets, the allies, the whole wide world around. To the battling British, thanks, you can have 10 million Yanks if it takes them to tear the fascists down, down, down. If it takes them to tear the fascists down.